broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we need to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, as our guide. And we got to stand for something, folks, or we get hit by traffic going both directions if we're not careful. The checks and balances are brilliant. And that's one of the great, peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. If the American people study and insist on the checks and balances, we can return America to its former greatness. But we can only do it if we're a moral or a religious people. All right. The State of the Union has become the biggest propaganda fake news event yearly that I've seen. Joe Biden going to deliver that tonight if he's able. I say if he's able because, you know, he gets confused. He freezes up. He gets off on tangents. They're going to have to really, you know, bring on the meds and control exactly what he says. It'll be interesting. He'll be using flashcards and all kinds of stuff. Look, it's a disaster. But you know what? The fact is Joe Biden is nothing more than a physical representation of where the country is. So I thought what I would do is this. Sam jumps into a monologue is the headline. Sam's State of the Union Address. What do you think of that? All right, it starts now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I know some would like me to refer to distinguished this and whatever that and give everybody accolades till the cows come home, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm just going to call you ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome to the State of the Union Address delivered by Sam Bushman. I'm not your president. I'm an average American citizen. I'm someone who cares. I'm a God-fearing man. And that's why I welcome you as ladies and gentlemen, because there are only two sexes. There are only two genders. They want to literally run me out of town on a rail. Like they did in the olden days to the prophets who stood with God, they want to do that to me because I tell the truth on gender and on sex. There's only two sexes, male and female. There's only two genders. Science backs that up, and so has thousands of years of reality and history backed that fact up. And so I just welcome you. No distinguished, no this, no that, no accolades running around. I just welcome you as men and women. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the State of the Union Address. Now that we got that straight, we are a nation under God Almighty. At least we used to be. We ought to be. We need to be. And if we don't, we will indeed reap the whirlwinds. Study the prophecies through history, Christians, because we are a Christian nation. Now, I realize they're trying to divide us and conquer us and destroy us and prevent us from being a Christian nation, but we absolutely are a Christian nation with Christian origins and foundings based on the idea that we look to God, not government, for solutions. Ben Franklin's famous quote about, hey, can we rise as the nation? Look, God keeps track of the sparrows and the birds and everything, and can we literally create a nation without his aid, was the fundamental point of his quote. And the answer is clearly no, we cannot. We must turn to our God. That is the theme of my State of the Union address. We are a nation of God-fearing Christians who believe in Christ. Now, if you're not a Christian, if you don't believe in Christ, are you still welcome in America? Of course you are. And the same rights endowed by our Creator given to all men and women, we extend to you. On one condition, you're a citizen of the United States of America. Now, don't get me wrong, you still have God-given rights, even if you're not a citizen of the United States. But the United States government is designed to protect the rights of its citizens and to protect us from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so I want to really highlight where we are in America and what we need to do to fix it. We in America are in shambles, as is our aging president that can't string two sentences together. Okay, he is a physical representation of what's wrong in America. What's wrong in America is we, the people, are not doing our duty. Okay, we're not engaged in the proper role of government. We say it's politics, and most people want to run away from politics. You're taught your whole life to not talk about religion and not talk about politics. Boy, golly, if you do that, it'll destroy your family, it'll ruin everything. No, that's a lie straight from the pit of hell. We must talk about religion. We must talk about politics. We must talk about God. We must not worship him just on Sundays or not at all. We must have a daily walk with Christ. And if you don't believe in Christ, you must have a daily walk with your creator, whatever that be. If you don't believe in a creator at all, you're an atheist, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in anything, or you're a deist and you believe that God set the world on fire and, well, he wound the clock up and walked away, kind of an idea, or you believe that there's no God, you can believe as you choose. We respect your right to believe that. However, listen carefully to what I'm saying to you. We do not accept your right to believe that, and that trumps our rights to believe as we think and to hold to our nation's values. The separation of church and state, ladies and gentlemen, has been manipulated against the people forever, and it's an absolute lie. The only purpose of the separation of church and state by the founding fathers was intended that the government could not mandate a specific religion or shut specific religions down. There was to be no litmus test for elected officials, etc. Why? Because we didn't want the government controlling the church. We never said and never meant and never intended as a nation for government to lie and take preeminent authority and pretend that religion has no place in the public square. That is a fundamental flaw, and it's been destroying America for decades. The way we solve it is we say, hey, government can't control the churches. That's right, but the churches can certainly speak out. We've created 501c3s and all these other designations to muzzle the church. It has got to stop. So in my State of the Union address, putting God first, we need to turn our nation to God. I invite you all to pray to God Almighty. I invite you all to repent. We're promised if we repent and turn to him, he will heal our land and protect us. So as President of the United States, I personally am saying to you that we must do that if we want the nation to be healed. He will heal our land and protect us from our enemies, foreign and domestic. Heal our land. Think about that. If we turn to the Prince of Peace, can we reduce some of the divisions in America under all these fault lines? I think we can. So first, I beg you to pray. I beg you to repent. I beg you to turn to God. Pray for us as leaders of your nation. We'll pray for you too. And we must stand on God first. We must, as the great general and former president George Washington stated, we need the two fundamental supports, essential supports, of religion and morality in the people. Ladies and gentlemen, as your president, I point to the Ten Commandments as your guide for self-governance. We can be a self-governing people, and if we look at the Ten Commandments and obey and are self-governed, we don't need a gazillion cops everywhere. We don't need the government cracking down all the time. We don't need everybody and their dog in jail. We can self-govern by obedience to the Ten Commandments. As the rednecks say, the Ten Commandments in redneck is, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. Very fundamental principles, but we need to live by them. So I hold the Ten Commandments up to you as a religious document, but really a guideline for civilized society. When you obey the Ten Commandments, society runs really well. When people are self-governed because they have a tie to God Almighty. Now that I've highlighted the importance of God in our State of the Union address, It is absolutely essential that we turn to Almighty God, that we follow the Prince of Peace and use the Ten Commandments as the guide for self-governance. And the more the people are self-governed, the less we have need of governors and governesses and these kind of things. Okay, we need to turn to God Almighty. Secondly, family. Family, ladies and gentlemen, is the fundamental unit of society. Family is the organization that God put on the earth to take care of one another, Man takes care of woman. Woman takes care of man. They stand together hand in hand as the head of their family, equal but different. They have equality in their God-given rights and in God's love for them, but they have different, unique talents, traits, capabilities. Go ahead and skip the break. Talents, traits, capabilities that are not adversarial, as the world would like you to believe, but are complementary, as God intended. That's why the fundamental unit of society, the family, was started with Adam and Eve by God Almighty. And we need to double down in defense of that God-ordained traditional family. The nation will only be as strong as its families, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I realize in modern society, people don't have the same families that we once had in America, because we've got divorce, we've got transgender, we've got all these ways to, you know, change the family dynamic. I'm going to be very blunt, and I'm going to do my best to be very kind, but I'm not going to put the truth on the altar of expediency or to get along. I'm not going to do that. God defined man and woman, created them. He's the creator. And he meant for man and woman to be together. And the two together have synergism, meaning that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. That is where children come in. God has said, multiply and replenish the earth, and that has not been rescinded. So I reject any population, depopulation agendas. I stand for the completely in force commandment by the Lord to multiply and replenish the earth. I invite men and women to marry, to bring children into the earth. That is the way we perpetuate God's ordained fundamental unit of society, the family. And so I want to put in my administration this focus on God, family, and I'll get to country in a minute. But these two things are the best ways you can promote and stabilize everything in your life, from your personal relationships to your work and employment relationships to the nation at large. And eventually we can become a light on a hill. And our greatest export should be the Constitution for the United States of America. Our greatest export should be the example of morality and religion in the people. Back in the day, de Tocqueville came to the United States, and Alexis de Tocqueville looked at America, and he traveled America, and he came back and he said, look, America is great because America is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. So when Donald Trump runs around and says, hey, make America great again, he's missing the building blocks of how we make America great again. How we make America great again, my dear Americans, is we turn to God and family and country. And we turn to the God-ordained Christian biblical understanding of God and his son Jesus Christ. And we follow the Prince of Peace in our personal actions. Why? Because we love our Father in heaven, our God, and he loves us. And we know that that's the greatest way to receive blessings is to obey his commandments. Those guardrails, those commandments God set up are not to harm us, not to restrict us, not to deny us freedom, but actually God's love for us proves he wants to maximize our liberty. And the way we do that is to become self-governed under the guidelines and guardrails that God has set forth. So God and family are critical. And I ask us to not be selfish. If you bring children into the world, I implore you, I exhort you to take care of them financially, morally, religiously. Teach them correct principles. Teach them to be productive members of our society. You can do it, my fellow Americans. I know the world sings the siren song of get yours and get yours now. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, or and so on. That is the reason that America is in the horrible situation that it's in, is we've basically capitulated to that siren song way too long. And it's time to call a halt to the parties. The party's over, ladies and gentlemen. And that means the party in terms of denying God and riotous living like the prodigal son. But it also relates to government in general, spinning ourselves into oblivion, etc. So when it comes to God, I recommend we pray hard, we turn to him, we repent, we keep his commandments, his guidelines. That's where safety is found. The family is the fundamental unit to help us to do so, to teach children about the commandments, to teach children the consequences of not obedience to God, and to teach the blessings that come from obedience, and to highlight. The church lives on 10% tithing. The government, I submit, should live on less than that. We'll get to that in a minute. But to make America great again, we have got to realize the awful state of our situation. Absolutely realize how awful it really is. Everywhere you look, there's turmoil and trouble and strife and crime and perversion, and it's got to stop. But I want to focus the rest of my conversation on what it's going to take to make a change. I am not involved in your family, and I'm not involved in your relationship with God, although I can provide my influence to encourage you to be absolutely 100% committed to both, God and family. And if you don't have the traditional family that we talk about, that God ordained, you know what? God knows this. He loves you anyway. He can make up a family and loved ones and friends and neighbors and colleagues and whatever you want to say, godmothers and fathers and whatever. He can make a family. You can plug in somewhere and find a support system. See, that's what Americans need, is a great support system of God and family, and then a greater country community. We the people. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your color is. I don't care if you're male or female. I just care that you are willing to help us. Help one another. Okay? It starts with civility. It starts with genuine respect for one another. To be kind and to be patient. To forgive. You know what? The road rage needs to stop. The holding a door for someone needs to continue. I don't care if it's a male or a female. Hold the door for the next one coming along, right? Do those things that make people's lives better. Look for ways to serve. Look for ways to look outside yourself and to bless those around you. The more you serve, the more you bless the lives of those around you, the easier it will be to be self-governed, and the easier it will be to love all those around you. Even if you disagree politically or morally or whatever, doesn't matter. God loves you, and he can absolutely put in your heart and in your mind the opportunities to better your life and better the lives of those around you. So when you say your prayers to God Almighty, I ask you to please, please ask God, Lord, I want to be on your errand today. What would you have me do? Please put into my heart, please put into my mind the things that I should do to bless the lives of those around me, to lift people up, to encourage people, to say a kind word, to make people's lives better, to give a compliment, to, can I run around and spend my time doing that all day? Can I learn to kill them with kindness, if you will? And that's what we, the American people, should be thinking at the beginning of every day. How can I create business transactions that are fair and equitable to all? That's what God would want me to do. How can I work hard for my pay and do right by my employer? How can I have a little bit of fun with my family, with my loved ones, with my friends, with those around me? That's warranted and justified and appropriate as well in the proper context. Now that I've talked about everything that can make America great and wonderful and blessed and protected and prosperous, we need to look at war and say, how do we get out of these wars we're in? Well, as Ron Paul wisely points out, we just walked in. That's how we got in this mess. We can and must just walk out. So as your president, I'm going to reject the war machine. I'm going to reject the military-industrial complex. And I'm going to bring our people home, and I'm going to defend the homeland. And I'm going to defend our interests around the country, around the world, and nothing more. I'm not going to have every interest in every nation. I'm not going to be a nation builder or a nation destroyer. I'm not going to tamper in elections and misrepresent and put one dictator in place of another and act like we've got the moral high ground. That's all a lie. So I'm going to truly lead by following the Prince of Peace, and I'm going to back us out of these unconstitutional, immoral, unjust wars. All right? So I'm promoting God and family and country. I'm backing out of wars. The next great problem in America, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, relates to the financial system that we've embraced. Your current president, Joe Biden, wants you to embrace digital currency. It is a disaster. Just like the Federal Reserve 100-plus years ago before was an absolute disaster. It violated the supreme law of the land, and it is the catalyst by which government lords over the people. the unconstitutional, immoral wars we're in, the spending ourselves to oblivion on all kinds of feel-good issues, foreign aid around the world, and the list goes on and on and on, has absolutely bankrupted our country. And the only way they can fund the military-industrial complex, the only way they can spend us into oblivion, is with dishonest money that they create out of thin air. It's bogus, it's a lie, and the fake news will stop on my watch in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to rein in Congress. They have lost their collective minds. They have turned issue after issue after issue over to the courts and over to me, or the President of the United States, if you will, wrongfully so. I'm demanding that Congress jealously guard their constitutional mandate. They have control of the purse strings, and they must rein in spending. They must help me abolish, not just audit, but end the Federal Reserve. Because if we tie them back to constitutional currency, honest money, gold and silver, and I know sadly by me stating this, they'll treat me like JFK of old, who wanted to move back to a constitutional currency, got rid of the Federal Reserve and issued $2 bill United States notes. He's dead. They assassinated him. Who's they? Well, your government is so protective of the deep state that they won't even tell you 50 years later. 60 years later now, right? They won't tell you. Even Donald Trump wouldn't tell you. He covered it up. He wouldn't release it all. Why? Because the deep state has gone rogue, and it needs to be called to account. There needs to be a halt to that con game. So I want you to understand that I will get us out of these wars. I will advocate for honest money. Furthermore, education. There is no authority for education at the general government level whatsoever. Therefore, we're abolishing some government agencies tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're abolishing the education department. States can do what they choose. I'm not in charge of the states. I'm just your general manager, the chief executive of the nation. And I'm not going to tolerate the propaganda education department to continue a day longer. It's gone. We're also going to start unwinding agency after agency after agency. Rather than doing piecemeal legislation that talks about essential or this or that, we're going to jettison all that. We're going to focus on single issue legislation. Now, write this down, House and Senate. Listen to me carefully as your commander in chief. I will not sign any piece of legislation that is not a single issue bill. So understand that if it's not a single issue bill, it is dead on arrival in my administration. You will create vote, up and down vote, single issue bills that the American people can clearly understand. You will debate the constitutionality and justify the constitutionality of a bill before you pass it and send it to me. Because if it's unconstitutional, it's dead on arrival. Now, I'm going to leave it to you, members of Congress, who got us into this mess of financial reckless spending. I'm going to leave it to you to come up with a way to fund the proper role of government, to only support that which is constitutional and reject that which is not. I'm going to give you a grace period, though. I will sign bills that relate to not crashing the plane, but keeping the plane aloft and working on landing the plane as softly as possible. It's going to be a rough landing, folks. But we can do it as responsibly as we can. And I want Congress to put together sunset provisions. If you say this is necessary, even though it's unconstitutional, but we can't just yank the rug out from people, promises that we made to seniors and the like, I will absolutely be willing to work with you to sunset certain programs. And I will not crash the plane and just deny everything. We will make sure we're trending in the right direction and work together to ensure that. And once we do, we'll move forward. We're going to be forced to take a break. I'll continue my State of the Union in seconds on the other side. I am just an American citizen, but I stand for God, family, and country, and I wish a president could speak nobly, boldly, and independently as I have to restore the republic. We may not have forever to get this done, folks. You got it? Hang tight on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year, but he just can't say when he thinks that will happen.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
His remarks came amidst prepared comments delivered on Capitol Hill Wednesday. He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing interest rates down. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is contesting a lower court's rejection of his immunity claim in a federal election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump is on hold pending the Supreme Court's decision on whether a former president can be prosecuted for actions during office. If the case proceeds, the trial might commence shortly before the November presidential election. Trump's campaign is notching a key Republican Party endorsement as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announces his support for Trump this week. He says it should come as no surprise.
We find the defendant, Hannah Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie Armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. Actor Alec Baldwin was handling the gun at the time and continues to face legal backlash over his role. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the State of the Union address given by Joe Biden tonight is going to be nothing but a clown show, propaganda, fake news agenda. I'm giving my own State of the Union address. Sam jumps into a monologue. Sam's State of the Union address. So we've talked about God. We've talked about family. We're now on country, and we're talking about we've got to abolish unconstitutional agencies. We can't abolish them all immediately. We need to have sunsets on some of these. We've made promises to the American people. And we cannot make things worse by our actions. So we've got to be patient as we work through some of these things. And so I want you to understand that we're going to have single-issue bills. That's right, one-issue-at-a-time bills. And we're going to fund the proper role of government. And you know what? If you say, Sam, we can't pass. Look, we could pass 100 bills a day. You say, come on, Sam, that's not real. Yeah, it is. Why isn't it? If you work a 10-hour day and you do 10 bills an hour, 6 bills a minute, but if they're single up and down votes on things that we pass, we could do it. 100 bills a day. Congress stays in session 6 days a week for the next, 10 weeks. 100 bills a day, 6 days a week. That's 600 bills a week times 10 weeks. That's 6,000 bills in 10 weeks, right? Why not? Can we do it? 100 bills a day? 600 bills a week, 10 weeks, 6,000 bills. Okay, we don't need that much to fund the government. We don't need that much time to work on our government. What we want to continue to do is get people rich in Congress. That's got to stop. So as your president, I'm going to turn my money in, and I'm asking every member of Congress and Senate to do the same. If you need to take a small salary to keep, the lights on, by all means. But let's lead by example, shall we? Let's also be very clear. I will jealously guard my authority as President of the United States, and I will not let Congress violate it, and I will not let the courts violate it, and I will not let the states violate it. At the same time, I will not try to seize power from the states. I don't seek for power, folks. I seek to pull it down. Because government is a necessary evil. And I get the proper role of limited constitutional government, but I'm going to return us to that. So I talked about abolishing the Education Department. I talked about abolishing a lot of our foreign aid across the world. I talked about us bringing the troops home. So honest money, bringing the troops home, government education gone. I will also stand for pro-life in my administration. And it's dismal, folks. We have the government, an unconstitutional agency, the FDA, and the FDA is literally promoting abortion murder medication across state lines, even in states where it is illegal. That puts the sovereign state and the unconstitutional FDA at 100% odds. I am suing the FDA as your president. I ask the American people and all states to get behind me to shut this unconstitutional pro-death agenda behemoth organization. We want to put it on the trash heap of history, ladies and gentlemen, because the Food and Drug Administration is a sham. It says vaccines are fine, which are murder shots. It says abortion pills are great, which are murder pills. They have example after example where the FDA approves a drug. Later, we find out there's big class action lawsuits because the FDA failed in their due diligence to keep the people safe. And therefore, that's why the big class action lawsuits to overturn and to attack drug companies. So these FDA, I'm going to sue them, and I hope to abolish them. I ask for help from Congress and help from you. We can keep going. There's too many agencies to discuss right now. But understand that it's a new day in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I want to be a light on a hill. And I want every world leader to know that I will absolutely sit down and discuss not only the state of the United States with them, but the state of the world. And I want them to know and understand we are not a hegemonist nation. We are not trying to control everybody. We are not the world's cop. That's why we're pulling back our foreign aid and bringing our troops home. We don't want to be a behemoth in the world. We don't want to be a piranha or a pariah. We don't want to do those things. We want to be humble and kind, and we want to respect the sovereignty of the nations of the world. So, you know what? I can't meet with everybody all at once. I'm only one guy. But I do want to meet with the world's leaders, and I want to talk about peace. I want to discuss peace by highlighting the Prince of Peace. highlighting the proper role of our limited constitutional government and encouraging nations to do the same. When it comes to trade, I'm going to back us out of all these trade agreements that hobble America and give third world countries and others unfair advantage over us in the marketplace. We're not doing that anymore. You're not going to compete with the Chinese guy that eats a bowl of rice a day and that's all he's got in his communist nation, and you got to compete with that with a nice life in America. We're not doing that. So we're going to be putting tariffs at the borders. Now, when Trump put tariffs at the borders, he failed to reduce taxes enough to compensate for them. We can generate money from our tariffs, so an indirect tax that's constitutional, and we'll do it, but we'll reduce taxes accordingly. We will reduce the amount that the government has on the whole, and we will reduce the amount the government has by bringing in money from foreign nations. If they want to do business with the greatest country on the face of the earth, they will follow a level playing field. It'll be fair trade, not free trade. And if they do this, we'll reward those countries. If they don't, we will add tariffs to their manipulations of their own economies and societies and their manipulations of an unfair advantage to the world. So we will get a grip on trade, ladies and gentlemen. Honest money will make the greatest economic engine the world's ever known live and well again. Ladies and gentlemen, I've also got a problem with how many people are in prison. They're in prison for all kinds of unconstitutional reasons. The federal government thinks it's the world's cop and it's going to stop on my watch. We're not going to have every crime be a general government or a federal government crime. Most crimes are state and local crimes. There's very few governmental crimes. The Constitution tells you what they are. Go read it, learn it, study it, because that's what we'll be embracing. The states will deal with the rest. We will be abolishing the criminal FBI. It has gone rogue. The CIA will abolish that. It's gone rogue. It's criminal. We do have to have an agency to know what's happening around the world and make sure we're aware of the intelligence that we need to defend our nation and things like that. But it's going to be a very small, very limited, very nimble, capable force. But that force will primarily deal with international affairs, not deal with the internal affairs of the nation. We will be abolishing the IRS, by the way. It's as unconstitutional as it gets. They've been violating people's rights and becoming judge, jury, and executioner for much, much too long, and it's going to stop. So I can't go into all the government agencies that we're going to be divesting ourselves of because it'll take too long. The State of the Union will take forever. But understand that the State of the Union is in shambles. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take hope and courage when we turn to God. With God, there's nothing we can't accomplish. And with the proper role of the family being the fundamental unit of society, I will do all that I can to support the family. I will encourage people to be patriotic again. We're not embracing communist principles. We're not embracing socialist principles. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic based on the rule of law, based on representation, based on delegation of authority, based on checks and balances, based on all these different guidelines and provisions to make sure no one, not even me, your president, gets too powerful. We want to seek to pull down power, not to build it up. We want to seek to expose the deep state, not protect it. We want to take down these secret combinations, the deep state that are destroying America. And if we back out of these unconstitutional, immoral military exercises, if we back away from spending money all around the world, if we bring our troops home, if we return to honest money, if we abolish the IRS, the Education Department, and the FDA, we're off to a great start of decreasing our spending, adding tariffs to increase our revenue, reducing the taxes so that less is on the backs of the American people. You're going to breathe free air. That's right. And you're going to love America again because America will be great. Now, there's people who are going to oppose us at every turn. There's people that are probably getting ready to riot in the streets right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't believe in cops abusing their authority, but we do back the blue. And we do believe that appropriate law enforcement is necessary in the United States because there are rogue enemies who are trying to destroy our domestic and our foreign tranquility. We will oppose them. We will stop them. If you riot in the streets, you will be dealt with harshly and quickly. Do not destroy private property. Do not assault one another. Those things will get you in serious trouble. So I want to reduce the amount of people who are in jail on inappropriate offenses. Oh, somebody smoked a joint, so they went to jail and cost the taxpayers a gazillion dollars. It's got to stop. Oh, so-and-so, made a minor infraction years and years and years ago or did something wrong. You know, we're going to stop that. But if you create current harm to one another, go ahead and skip the break. You will be stopped. We will not allow you to commit harm to one another. Violent criminals will be imprisoned. People who take advantage of the internet or the e-commerce or any of these systems, there will be harsh penalties for them as well. So we will really change the affairs of our nation in terms of who's a criminal and who's not. And these minor infractions will be all dealt with at a state level. We will also not be funding the states at the general level anymore. I know a lot of money goes from the federal government to the states with all kinds of strings attached. That is going away. States, you need to become autonomous, sovereign government entities in and of yourself. You do not need money from the general government. You do not need money from each other, and you certainly don't need money from any world bodies that may have strings attached. So I realize you can't get off the dole today, but we're going to work towards it. We're going to celebrate the first state that gets off the dole. We're going to celebrate the first state that abolishes income tax and property tax. You say, Sam, that can't be done. Yes, it can. You can raise money through apportionment taxes states, and you can raise money through tariffs, which I will help make happen. The tariffs will take care of the general government. The apportionment taxes will take care of the states. And we will reduce the government approximately 75 to 80% as Vivek Ramaswamy has called for. By the way, at the State of the Union address, I'm going to put people in place around me so that you know who's carrying out these incredible tasks. We're putting Vivek Ramaswamy in charge of the media. We're putting Ron Paul and others around Ron in the Treasury Department. We're putting abolishing of the IRS under former Sheriff Richard Mack. We're going to, and we can keep going, right? We're going to surround ourselves with people that matter. The State of the Union is dismal, folks. I don't mean to hammer on that so hard that it becomes obnoxious, but I want to clearly articulate the awful state that we find ourselves in. But I'm also hopefully painting a positive picture of hope, of prosperity, of encouragement to all of you. We the people have conquered much more than we're asking of you today. Let's get acquainted with our history. Let's get acquainted with our heritage. Let's understand the founding fathers and revere them. Let's make the land of liberty free for our children. And the way we do that is we become fiscally responsible ourselves. The way we do that is we self-govern ourselves. And the way we do that is we use the checks and balances that made America great to make America great again. My prayers are with all of you. I love each one of you. Let's set aside the racial divide, the gender divide, the wealth divide, the internet or digital divide. Let's get rid of all these divides and let's find ways to rise all boats. Let's find ways to bless the lives of everyone. I am one man. I know you think that I can solve all these problems in America, but I can't. I'm only one person. I know they want to educate you and indoctrinate you and propagandize you to believe that the president can decide and do everything. And the nation, its whole prosperity or lack thereof, it is all based on one man. It's not true. I can do a lot. But I need each one of you to take part in this grand experiment that our founding fathers gave their very lives, fortunes, and sacred honors for. The grand old experiment has been proven successful. There is no better way to have a limited form of government, a necessary evil, if you will, than to use the supreme law of the land. Is the supreme law perfect? Far from. But I reject the con. We don't need a meeting of the states, a state convention, whatever words you want to call this thing. We don't need to secede from the union. What we need is good, honest people working together. And so that's my clarion call for civility. Let's work together. Let's set aside our disputations. Let's set aside our disagreements. And let's have healthy respect for one another and say, I can agree to disagree. and I don't need to do it all. One of the big lies that I think is everybody wants money. Congress, the president, everybody goes to America and begs for more money, more money, more money, as if that's the solution to the problems. More money is not the solution to the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, less money is the solution to the problem. All right, that's what makes people accountable for correct decisions. That's what makes people wise in their decision making. Vivek Ramaswamy was interviewed, and he was asked if he would give a bunch of money to the cash-strapped campaign of Donald Trump. Now, imagine Donald being cash-strapped. Well, he's only cash-strapped because of criminals in unconstitutional government agencies that are going after the Donald. It's got to stop, right? So Vivek indicates that he will not fund cash-strapped campaign for Donald Trump. This might make Donald mad. Gage Skidmore with the details, but here's the video.
On your part, you know, people realize you're a very successful businessman, a biotech entrepreneur, and you've made hundreds of millions of dollars. We're told that Donald Trump has asked Elon Musk for some support. I don't know if that's true or not. Elon Musk made it clear that he's not giving to either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. I'm just wondering if he were to go to you and say, all right, can you loan my campaign some money? What would you say?
So look, Donald Trump is not in need of anybody else's help or anything else. He's in the pole position to do this well. Every one of us has to look ourselves in the mirror and ask how we play our part.
Every campaign needs
money. And in my case, and look, I think, and the beauty of this is you have grassroots supporters. That's actually been the character of the America First movement. It isn't a movement of just big check writers as it is for much of the Democratic Party and the establishment wing of the Republican Party. Say no to the politics of yesterday. Say no to the puppetry. The beauty of that America First movement, including what propelled Donald Trump and the America First movement forward, was a bottom-up uprising. I was actually honored, even in my campaign, to see Neil. I would travel this country, ask people, if you ask for $10 to farmers in Iowa, they might give you $100. If you ask people for a dollar to get you on the debate stage, they'll give you $10 if they believe in your message. And that's what this country is really about. It's about we the people selecting our leaders, not a small group of oligarchs or corporatocratic autocrats deciding who runs the country. And in my case, I've been about as vocal of a supporter of our America First principles I could be over the campaign over the last year, and I don't plan to stop this year until we actually secure victory.
So you would think about the money thing, but you're not doing it now.
I'm going to be a vocal supporter, Neil. And, you know, each of us has a lot of businessmen on the sidelines. I'm focused on the front lines, and some of us have chosen to get in the arena, and that's where I'm playing.
Got it.
Anyway, and I'm focused on Vivek highlighting the point. Look, we don't need more money. They spent $80 million on the failed campaign of Nikki Haley. $80 million. All right, how much does it cost to be president now? $1 billion? We have got to take money out of this game because it's a game we can never win with the printing presses at high rolling all the time. We're in debt to our eyeballs. We're being decertified or derated, if you will. All these things. Okay, it's got to stop. It isn't money that's the answer. More money doesn't solve the problem. Another $100 million for Donald isn't the answer. The answer is for Americans to get together and let their feelings be known. The answer is for the American people to turn to God, family, country. The answer is to learn what made America great and repeat that process. De Tocqueville called it, the people are great, or America is great because the people are good. Good meant moral. Good meant honest. Good meant hardworking and full of integrity. Good meant that they're self-governed to where they don't need governors or governesses, right? They don't need those things because they're self-governing individuals based on the commandments of God and the understanding of the proper role of a family. People don't understand how powerful families are as the fundamental unit of society. So we don't need more money. We don't need to bail Donald out. We need to stop the criminals that are destroying, he's got to come up with $500 million before he can even have due process. See, that's got to stop. That will not happen on my watch. So I leave with this thought for you, my fellow Americans. America is in absolute dire straits. But it doesn't have to be. And I will do everything that I can to make sure that it's not. But unless we stand up in the culture war, unless we call a spade and be honest in our dealings, honest in our money, honest and kind in our interactions with one another, we don't have a prayer. You cannot violate all the principles of prosperity, all the principles of civility, all the principles of stability, and expect America to do well. The only way for America to do well is to turn back to the principles that made America what it once was, the world's economic engine, the world's example of a free society, the world's example of less power, of shared authority, of delegated permissions carried out with fidelity. Honesty, once again, honesty to your spouse, fidelity to your spouse, fidelity to your country, to the commitments, to the covenants, to the oaths that you make. That is the key to the exercise. And so I stand before you today, my fellow Americans, with a desire to articulate these principles to you. I will not force you. I will not be blown around by the winds of confusion, and I will not betray your trust. However, I will stand boldly, nobly, independently, and articulate the principles. I will highlight the founding fathers, and I will use examples such as Davy Crockett and others who understood that you cannot steal the people's money. And until we get honesty back in our society, we're in serious, serious, deep doo-doo, people. This is not something to be trifled with. The greatest country on the face of the earth is teetering under the weight of immorality, under the weight of dishonesty, and under the weight of raw greed and power from the deep state. We need to rid ourselves of these secret combinations. We need to rid ourselves of this criminal activity, and we need to lead with a steady hand. I'm calling on all Americans to help me with this quest, and I'm inviting you into the light. The light is provided by God Almighty, the author of our liberty. With him, we succeed. Without him, we absolutely fail. With the constitutional guidelines our founding fathers bled and died for, we have the chart course back to safety. We don't need to go looking for it. We don't need to write a new book. We don't need to build a new mousetrap. We need to return to the principles that made America great. We need to return to those principles again. They're all outlined. There is no plan that has the historical success of the Constitution. Is it perfect? No. Have we lost liberties? Yes. But if we follow the Constitution, we will have a great future. If we follow God, family, and country principles, we will be a nation of envy around the world. Not because we're forced, not because we're feared, but because we provide the world with hope, encouragement, and honesty. Ladies and gentlemen, I end by saying this. Hashtag honesty is the issue. We need to become honest and all of our dealings, all of our transactions. We need to carry out our duties with fidelity and integrity. And that starts with honesty. There is no other way, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm giving you a hard pill to swallow. And I know the guilty taketh the truth to be hard. But I also know that the truth is sweet to those who are willing to embrace it. And there are many who are willing to step back. And even though the truth is hard, they're willing to swallow hard. They're willing to get on their knees and turn to God. I hope we, the people, can unite around these fundamental principles as our founding fathers did. And I hope our grandchildren will praise our names and thank us for our fidelity and our honesty to God, family, and country. Good night, everybody. All right, thanks for listening. There's my State of the Union address. Might be a little different than the Donald's, huh? Might be a little different than Joe Biden's tonight too, huh? But I'm telling you, I wonder if we were to embrace what I have to say, what would happen, huh? Any ideas? I'd love to hear your comments. LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com is my address. I'd love to hear from you. God bless the United States of America. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.